Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
If you're ready to reboot your health, get ready. We're going to be talking about some great ways that are plant-based. Andrea, especially in this time of year, I just love turning more to plant-based foods. I know I should throughout the year, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. They're so healthy for us, and they have so many enzymes, and they're live. So that's what makes them so amazing. Yeah,
definitely. Well, we've got the wonderful Christy Morgan. She's the author of Blissful Bites, Vegan Meals that Nourish Mind, Body, and Planet. She's going to be talking about her wonderful 28-day reboot program. But actually, we're going to be talking about the 7-day refresh cleanse today. Hello, Christy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
It's so great to have you on. Christy, I'd love to know first when you became a vegan. Or why?
I became vegan.
too.
Yeah. I became vegan about 11 years ago, actually. And it was the best decision I ever made in my life. I watched a very graphic video on factory farming, and I went vegan overnight. I just decided I didn't want to take part in that cruelty. And then I started teaching myself how to cook and then found a new passion for cooking.
That's terrific. And so can you tell us a little bit about what macrobiotic means? I mean, I know a lot of people hear the term, and we know some celebrities, like Gwyneth Paltrow, was macrobiotic for a while. Can you tell us about what that means and, you know, what a daily meal plan would look like?
I call myself vegan first, and then I went to a macrobiotic culinary school, so I always throw that in there because it is a different way of eating and a different kind of diet. It's based in Chinese medicine, and it's known as the cancer-curing diet. So it has a lot of great elements to it, but it's also a philosophy. So you really can't sum it up in just a few minutes. But basically, it's a diet. The diet part is whole foods. It's a balanced diet that includes grains and vegetables and greens and plant-based protein. Some people eat fish. Some people don't. And it's just it's based on organic, local, seasonal foods. So it has a lot of really great elements involved in it. And everything I do sort of, I have that in the back of my mind, you know, like it's a very environmentally friendly way to eat, thinking about what now, grows in your environment.
Would it be mostly raw food or would like something like kimchi fall under a macrobiotic diet?
Yeah, sure. They use a lot of pickles, but it's definitely not a raw food diet. That's a totally separate thing. You can include raw food in the diet. Like for me, I've tried 100% raw or high raw, and in the summer, that's great. It feels great, especially in Texas. But for me, my diet is more a balance of raw and cooked foods, and that's what works for me, and that's typically what works best for a lot of people, just incorporate more plant foods in their diet.
No, I like what you just referred to something as, you know, 100% raw or high raw. What does that mean? I've never heard that term before.
Well, a lot of people like to put labels on their diet, or they promote, you know, a high raw diet, which basically if you eat 75% of your diet is raw foods, not cooked foods in their natural state, then you could call yourself high raw. But I don't really feel like people have to have a label or label themselves. If you eat high raw, great. But it's not good for our state of minds to like get so restricted and so like dogmatic about having a certain label necessarily, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm so glad you said that. I do think people tend to get very dogmatic and then very restricted, and that can be challenging. Speaking of challenges, let's talk about this 7-day refresh cleanse. Now, I'm guessing there would be a lot of raw foods in that, or why don't you tell us about it?
Yes, it does include raw foods. It's not 100% raw. It's raw and cooked, because I feel like a lot of people, when they do those cleanses in a box, or they do a juice fast, or they do a raw cleanse, if it's for 3 days to 5 days, sometimes it's really shocking to their system, depending on what they ate before they decided to do the cleanse. So my approach is a little more balanced and flexible, and it really kind of eases you in. The 7-day refresh is a new thing I just launched that's a teaser to my full 28-day program. So if you really want to get the best benefits, you want to do a balanced diet for a longer period of time rather than just doing this short little cleanse. It's like a 3-day juice fast, and then you go back to eating exactly the way you were before. It doesn't actually do anything for you.
So when you refer to it as a cleanse, are you looking to help? So this is for anybody and everybody who may not be eating a healthy diet or a plant-based diet, or would you say this is really a way of life? You know, it's getting people to learn about what they're putting into their body and make healthier choices.
Right. Wellness Reboot and the 7-Day Refresh is all about educating people and showing people that it's easy to incorporate plant foods into your diet and even go fully plant-based if you want to. So I hesitate to call it a cleanse. That's why the program is called Reboot, and that's called Refresh, because it gives you a new understanding and a restart to your diet and your lifestyle. So it's not just this thing you do once a year, but you could, totally could. But my mission and passion in life is empowering people to be their own health guru and to incorporate healthy foods into their diet. So this program is specifically encouraging people to do that. So whether you do the full 28-day program, honestly, like, everybody that's done it has had such amazing results that most of them don't, you know, nobody goes back to eating the way they ate before because they feel so good. It's not worth it to them to go back to eating poorly. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's funny, Christy, because I was about to mention that I bet a lot of people continue, because once you feel that energy and you feel revitalized, you want to keep staying that way. Well, give us an idea about some of the foods, any of the recipes you want to give us a sneak peek, or, you know, to tease us a little bit.
The 7-Day Refresh, it's based on 3 meals a day with 2 snacks. And of course there's dessert. My programs are not about starvation and deprivation. It's just showing people better choices to make with their food. So every day I have them starting with a smoothie that has greens, because I love having smoothies and it's a great easy way to get a lot of nutrients in a small compact drink. And that's
all. Oh, we agree. We love smoothies at Naturally Savvy.
Yeah.
We talk about it a lot. So can you just give us, I guess, really quickly, what do you throw into your smoothie?
Well, for my basic, like just basic smoothie, I do unsweetened almond milk, frozen broccoli, frozen bananas, a touch of cinnamon, and usually protein powder because I'm an athlete. So I just sneak that in there too. But that's kind of my baseline. And then you can go from there and you can add other fruit. You can add nut butters if you want, whatever's in season, throw it in there. But the key to making the best, most perfect green smoothie is to make sure you're freezing your bananas. You peel them and then freeze them, because it adds this nice sweetness. It covers up any taste of the greens, and then it adds coolness without having to add ice, which dilutes the flavor. So that's what I do.
Oh, I like, that's a great tip. I like that. When I make my green smoothie, I put in ice. But that's a really good point. But I do use frozen bananas, so that's a good thing. I love that you said that you're an athlete. So, you know, one of the misconceptions I think people have when you're eating a plant-based diet is that, you know, that we don't get enough, or you don't get enough protein in your diet. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. And thank you for asking that, because it really is one of the strongest myth that's out there, that you can't get enough protein on a plant-based diet. And you totally can, as long as you're eating a balanced diet and you're eating enough calories, you can eat enough protein.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much,
Chrissy. You know what? We're running a little bit out of time, but, you know, I love what you have to say, and I would love to have you back on, because I think it's in a really important point that we bring up the protein, especially when it comes to a plant-based diet. So please, will you join us again? We'd love to have you back on.
Of course. I love talking about.
Well, the great news is actually Chrissy's going to be joining us once a month here on Naturally Savvy. So we're going to get
amazing.
A lot more great info from
Yay,
her.
Christy. All right. That's terrific. All right. Well, until next time, stay connected at Radio MD and Naturally Savvy, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.